Welcome to the New England Journal of Medicine. I'm Dr. Terry Schrader. With me today is Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Fauci has written a perspective article entitled An HIV Vaccine, Challenges and Prospects, to be published in the August 28, 2008 issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Fauci.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First of all, why has the 30-year search for an AIDS vaccine been so unsuccessful?
Well, probably the fundamental reason is that HIV is really quite different from any other virus for which we have successfully developed a vaccine. And the difference lies in the fact that the body, in its natural response to natural infection, does not make an adequate or an appropriate immune response to do what virtually every other exposure to other viruses do. And take some examples, smallpox, measles, polio, all of those viruses can kill, they can maim, they can make people seriously ill. But at the end of the day, the body's immune system ultimately clears the virus from the body, eradicates it completely, and allows the body to have protection against subsequent challenge. So nature has already done the experiment to tell us that not only is a vaccine feasible, a vaccine is likely because we know the immune response is capable of doing that. The problem with HIV is that literally in an unprecedented way, HIV does not elicit a protective immune response in the body. And in fact, of the tens of millions of people who've been infected with HIV, there's not a single documented case of someone with established infection who's actually eradicated the virus from the body, and the vast, vast, overwhelming majority of people have progressive disease despite an immune response to the virus. So we have to do something that others who do vaccines for other viruses don't have to do. We have to do better than nature. We have to do better than natural infection.